This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
That's right. So, who's out of here? Daryl. Daryl's not sitting in the studio like he's supposed to be.
Is he in Omaha still?
I think so. I think there was some kind of convention that he was at.
Sounds very Daryl-like.
Yeah, it does sound very Daryl-like indeed. Hmm. So, you got us, and we're here to take your calls. The number I will give you here relatively shortly. And if you've got any Memorial Day stuff you want to call in with, you're certainly welcome to. I'm sick and tired of getting called in any American, so I didn't bring anything in. Because, you know, I don't know what to tell you. The definition of Memorial Day is honoring soldiers who died in battle, just so you're clear. That's, you know, starting with your premise.
Right.
So, there you go. Chris, you got something about guns in where? Oregon? Seattle? Someplace?
Seattle.
Okay.
Seattle is usually good for a story.
It is. And you're from
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
So, some relationship to that.
Yeah. I think our signs on facing Washington on the road said, "Welcome to Oregon. Please enjoy your visit." We had the same ones facing California at that time.
I see. Well, I can tell you as a person from Florida, I often get confused for whatever reason as having lived somewhere, have some clue as to what it's like to live in Miami. And I've never lived in Miami in my life. I don't know anything about it.
I hear you.
I mean, I've been through a few times, and it seemed nice, but not my town.
Ah, I've been there. Well, I've done some classes and stuff like that down there. I did make sure to hit a little Havana for a Cuban sandwich.
Indeed.
And a whole bunch of really great cigars. But Seattle has determined that it wants to fine gun owners for not properly storing their weapons.
Oh, okay, I can say that there are plenty of stories in the American news of gun owners like losing their guns and them either harming one of their family members or being used in crimes or
sure.
A variety of things. I think that the shooter in Texas, Santa Fe, Texas, that recently occurred, he took his father's guns.
Correct. And there have been other examples. Sandy Hook, I can't remember the shooter's name, and it's not worth repeating, but he had killed his mother and then taken her guns, which he then had access to. So by no means are we saying that this sort of thing doesn't ever happen, but the mayor of Seattle introduced legislation on Thursday that would fine gun owners $500 to $10,000 for failing to safeguard their firearms.
Okay.
The proposal, drafted by Mayor Jenny Durkin and council member M. Lorena Gonzalez, follows a string of deadly mass shootings at high schools in Florida, Texas, and elsewhere. Durkin sent the legislation to Seattle's city council for consideration, according to the Seattle Times. Last year, Washington State enacted a, quote, extreme risk gun law that allowed local police to confiscate weapons from citizens believed to pose a danger to themselves or to others.
I always fear these sorts of things. Now, first off, it's not like I'm dying to have lunatics carrying around weapons.
No one would.
But the problem is when I don't get to define what a lunatic is.
Sure.
I'm sure I know. But I'm not sure that your average police officer or politician or gun-grabbing housewife or whomever it might be knows.
Right.
I'm reasonably certain that some of those people will use any measure to get guns away from anybody.
Right.
So that's why I don't like this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't pay for the police to help you own a gun. There's no reason why they would want you to have one.
Right.
As long as they've got one, then that's fine. And for the public to have it just increases the danger for them.
I've literally had police officers tell me basically what you're saying is just leave the gun ownership to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're the qualified ones. I've talked to you for 10 minutes. I can tell you, you didn't do better than a C average in high school. You are not the one to protect me. You know, that's how I felt in that particular circumstance.
Right. And I try to gauge my readiness with how many rounds of ammo I shoot versus my local police department.
And your local police department's required to shoot how many?
Well, I look at their budget of what they're actually spending each year on ammo, and I exceed that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm
you're
shooting
talking about
more.
The whole department. You're not shooting the department.
Well, I do break it down to a per-person thing, so right. our whole department of two police officers.
Gotcha.
So far, officers have seized 43 guns from citizens in Seattle, including a man who threatened to kill people at a church, a suicidal woman, and a guy who brandished a handgun in a residential building, the Times reported.
I kind of feel like, at least two of those circumstances, you've already, there was already something illegal going on.
Correct.
So, this new law added as a layer on top of all the other laws that existed might not have been necessary. Look, I'm not saying I want suicidal people shooting themselves. I don't want that either.
No.
I will say that I don't think that suicide should be included in the statistics of homicide and gun crimes and all these other things out there.
I couldn't agree more.
I kind of feel like that's bald-faced lies.
Yeah, exactly. And if somebody wants to off themselves, there's a lot of different ways. It so happens that if you have a firearm handy, that seems to be almost a preferred choice. It's quick. It's pretty hard to screw up.
I've seen it.
Yeah. And it's...
I've seen it screwed up, I mean.
Well, yeah, nice. Yeah. It can be done, too. If Durkin's measure is passed, Seattle gun owners could be met with a civil infraction if, quote, an at-person risk, including minors, accesses a weapon that was not properly secured. Durkin's proposal only applies to weapons that need to be stored and excludes guns carried or owned by authorized users. And I think in Washington State, that's a pretty narrow definition of who's actually allowed to have a concealed carry permit or...
Is it really? I would have guessed. I mean, Washington isn't Seattle, but Seattle is a...
Seattle drives the politics for the entire state, and it's sort of like Oregon in that respect is the very liberal Multnomah Valley around Portland and things like that pretty much decides everything for the other 99.999% of the landmass.
Right,
you know, which has little population.
The people that are living out east in Washington and Oregon, they're nothing like those that are living on the coast.
No,
and they're going to want to have, they're going to need to have their guns.
Yeah,
and they're going to have, I wouldn't think that it would be that difficult for them to get the concealed carry. I guess is what I was thinking.
I can't speak to Washington, but I'll look into that. In Oregon, it's becoming increasingly a challenge to do so, and. They're, I think, the worst state for anybody to attempt to have reciprocity with, like for another state to say, okay, our concealed carriers can go to Oregon.
Right.
Oregon only allows reciprocity to neighboring states. So if you're Washington, Idaho, California, you can get reciprocity, but then you have to go apply to the local sheriff in some county in Oregon that borders where you're at. It's kind of insane. Her announcement arrives just months after thousands of students across the country protested gun violence and called for stricter gun measures following the mass shootings at a high school in Parkland, Florida, in February that left 17 dead. Quote, the level of gun violence in our communities is not normal, and we can never think it is inevitable. We, especially our children, should not have to live like this, Durkin said in a statement obtained by the paper. So...
It's the children. I mean, yeah. we had to throw the children in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea that, you know, guns being locked up, if you fail to do so, makes it a crime, you know, that's just not the case in every example. If I live alone, and maybe that's where the $500 fine comes in as opposed to the $10,000 fine. If I live by myself and I leave a loaded gun around or I don't lock up my gun in a gun safe... What's the big deal?
What if the rifle's higher than your kids can reach?
Right. And I guess the theory is given Seattle's level of crime, maybe somebody could break in, take it, and use it for nefarious purposes.
I don't know. That's true anywhere.
Right. Exactly.
The number is 855-450-3733. What do you think? Is this a good idea? Make it so people have to lock their guns up? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important, and Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Right now, we're discussing the apparently yet another gun law in a federation that has a Second Amendment that says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now you have to, at the pain of fines, have your gun locked up.
Yep. And as a practical matter, let's say you were subject to a home invasion and you needed to act quickly to defend hearth and home. Having your gun locked up is a little bit of it's sort of defeating the purpose, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a guy that slept with a gun under his pillow. I really don't like the idea, and I don't know how he slept as well as he did, but...
Did he have a MyPillow?
I don't know that he had No, he would not certainly not have had a MyPillow.
I'm just saying.
But I'll tell you about... as a matter of fact, you can... MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. It's a great way to get a great pillow, and... I love mine. I hate traveling without it. There have been times when I've had to travel without it. But this is well worth it. It holds your head and neck in the right position, keep you from getting those headaches, perhaps. I mean, if they're based on your neck being in the wrong position. But if you've got headaches, if you've got neck pain, this is a place to start. Also, you can wash the thing so there's whatever disgusting creepy crawlies are crawling around in there. You won't have to deal with that. It's MyPillow.com. Code FTL, and that'll solve that problem for you. Let's go to the phones. Got Kenny calling in from Arizona. This is K-Talks. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just wondering where people get the notion that they have a right to tell other people how they're going to defend themselves. When I wake up in the morning and look in the mirror in the bathroom, that's the person who's most responsible for defending me.
Yeah,
I mean, agree.
It seems to me that a gun is a tool, that we have the right to have tools, to buy and sell tools. It's a tool for self-defense. You've got the right to defend yourself. You need to be liable for your actions, no doubt.
Absolutely.
But this idea that we're somehow going to prevent bad things from happening by limiting people's rights, it's a problem.
The deal about Oregon also... you know, Dwight and Steve Hammond are still locked up because of the Ninth Circuit. You know, we've still got some really bad judges out there.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and that is still tragic for those of you who may not know.
Yeah, I need help.
Yeah, those were the farmers that I would say were sort of the inspiration for the Malheur refuge occupation by some of the Bundys and some other folks that headed out there. They were basically found guilty after they were found innocent, because, you know, you can't let something you want to do go the wrong way for you if you're the government. And they were convicted, I believe, the charges were all arson, and they were simply basically defensive burns on their property to prevent
wildfires.
Destruction, due to wildfires that were already going on. So
we did that all the time down in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, it was a regular. You got to burn back the palmetto bushes, and if you don't, A, the cattle can't graze, and B, you're gonna get a fire that's going and it makes makes that little burn look bad.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, some of that land that was in question may involve. What is it? Uranium One, some deal that involved the Clintons and the Russians, and whether or not
Bureau
they would
land management.
It's
just scorched sagebrush for crying out loud. Is all
right.
It is up there. That's the same thing I got here, right where I live in Arizona. I got some cactus mixed with mine, but it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts what these people are putting up with and causing us.
I agree.
I think with democracy...
Thanks for the call, Kenny.
Appreciate it.
With American democracy, people believe they have a right to tell you every aspect of whatever business you got going on.
It's not to say that democratic decisions aren't good ways to solve certain problems, but they're not good ways to solve every problem by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't go get go to a community center and allow people to decide by a vote how your brain surgery is going to go.
You'd go to an expert.
Right.
Somebody who was an expert in brain surgery. And maybe you'd want the word of one or two or three brain surgery experts, but to let every Nimrod out there make some kind of decision as to how things are going to go for you, that's not, I mean, that's just plain old dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because the idea of following anything that was written in the Constitution went by the wayside long, long, long ago, they don't feel any restraint, so they can... They feel they can pass a law on really anything they want, and it's up to us to challenge it. But, you know, you go to a government court to challenge the government, and
you don't have standing.
Yeah, oftentimes you, well, that's a loaded case before it gets there.
Sorry. You don't have standing. And the idea that you can afford to do that, to take the federal government has legions of lawyers on staff that are there to paid to fight you. You've got to go hire a lawyer to fight for you. Your tax dollars, you pay to fight yourself.
Yeah. And not just at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level. I mean, it's all on you to challenge. And it's kind of rigged. Kind
of. It's quite rigged. So how what was the last part of this article?
An estimated 150,000 adults reported keeping firearms unlocked in their homes in King County in 2015. King County is where Seattle is. And at least 250 guns were reported stolen in Seattle last year, the legislation says. In March, when Durkin and Gonzalez first announced their intention to develop gun storage legislation, a spokesperson of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Bear Arms predicted the legislation could run afoul of the state law that prohibits Washington cities from regulating guns. At the time, the mayor
regulation?
Said she
was regulating safes, not
exactly.
Guns.
It's all about the safes. The mayor said she expected her proposal to be challenged in court, but expressed confidence Seattle would prevail because the legislation wouldn't stop anyone from buying, carrying, or transporting a gun.
One thing she's certainly confident of, she won't have to pay for it.
Exactly.
She's confident that she can take this case to court and that the people of Seattle and the people of Seattle, Washington, will have to pay for this, and she won't.
Absolutely.
So she gets to push her agenda, and she doesn't have to pay for it. And that is the optimal circumstance for these people.
Sure.
I may not think it seems like a good idea to have safes, and I hear that there are safes that are designed that people can get into them quickly.
Yes, there are.
But there's a problem with that, and it's that, it's a safe that's you're designed in quick, to get in quickly, but not every poor person can afford. I mean, the safe costs as much as the gun or more.
Yes, and particularly when you start looking into those fast entry safes that are frequently biometric. So, first of all, we have the problem of biometrics, and are they going to be accurate? Are they going to respond every single time? And you're absolutely correct. The price goes up and up and up when you start adding on those features. And to the gun grabbers, hey, no big deal. They can afford it. They bought the gun, right?
Right. The politicians, they can afford it. You're already paying them very, very well.
Yes, we are.
But the people who live in the poor side of town, they've got rights to protect themselves, too. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You'd think for such a controversial
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand. Faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility. For defense. And for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At TheUltimateKnife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is expressing confidence that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, tweeting,
it will happen. The on-again, off-again nature of the summit doesn't bother Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio, who was on ABC.
The president has given him a taste of his own medicine. It's a style we've never seen in a presidency before, but it seems to have at least knocked them off of balance.
Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was on CBS's Face the Nation.
When we say denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, this could have a two-way street, and that the North Koreans could assert that we have a responsibility to denuclearize and restrict our nuclear umbrella, meaning no B-1s, B-2s, or B-52s flying into the Korean Peninsula, landing in the Korean Peninsula, or in operational proximity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about laws on how to properly store your weapon in Seattle. And how, well, probably people who don't use weapons at all.
That would be my guess. Yes.
Are telling the rest of us how to go about storing our weapons.
Lock it up, and if you don't have it locked up and a cop happens to see it for whatever circumstances, face a fine of $500 to $10,000.
That's absolutely right. And when it comes to, you know, having a weapon, also it's a good idea to have some kind of on-site surveillance at your place. Because you can't be there all the time. You can't know everything. And it's a great idea to have some kind of evidence. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if something, you know, went down, you weren't, you know, you lost, you're in the losing end. But the courts now have access to some video of what actually happened at the house. Your wife's able to contact, you know, Blink and get the video. Maybe she's got the app on her phone. I've got Blink at my house. I've been happy the whole time with what I have, and that is some video cameras that are set to go on and off at certain times. That way I'm not just setting them off when I, you know, walk outside and the camera goes off and that kind of thing. And, you know, you can have them indoors, you can have them outdoors. Whatever works for you works for them.
It lets you monitor from your home. As a matter of fact, you can check in on those cameras 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime you want. You get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys charge, plus an extra 15% off if you use if you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's how you get the 15% off. Believe me, you don't get it otherwise. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Well, I guess there's other organizations that also offer a discount, but if you don't do, you know, just go to blinkprotect.com. I'm not going to promise you a discount. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Very happy with mine and very happy to recommend them to others. Want to welcome KYCA AM 1490 and 103.5 in Prescott, Arizona.
Nice.
They are carrying Free Talk Live Monday from midnight to 3 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So thank you very much, KYCA AM, and more importantly, the listeners thereof.
Absolutely. We hope to hear from them.
Indeed. You can call in. Free Talk Live is live 7 days a week. 365 days a year, doesn't matter if it's Christmas or whatever, from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, you can use Skype, and that is lrn.fm is the username, or you can use our Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. It's a great chat room attached to that, and I think you'll enjoy that experience. Free Talk Live is a bit unlike most radio programs that you're used to. We've got a panel as opposed to one talking head. We are not named after that talking head, so it's not the Mark Show. It's not the Ian Show. As a matter of fact, I'm Mark.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I'm Chris.
Yeah, Ian's not even on tonight. There are different nights a week. You'll have different hosts. And it's basically a panel discussion about the issues of the day. We're generally all libertarians here, so you can call in about the issues. You don't have to agree with us.
It's actually more fun for me when they don't.
Yeah, well,
I like to hear another point of view, and that's always good.
I do think that a person who's intelligent is looking for other points of view, because I want to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because it helps me learn something, and I've got something new to look at and chase down and figure out what the case may be. I remember I think it was last week or the week before, somebody, Starchild, called in, challenged my beliefs on something, and suddenly I didn't know exactly what I thought, and I'm happy about that.
Right.
That's a good thing. I'm still parsing that out. Still don't have a particular answer at this point. I have to go with the answer. I have to go with Starchild, because Starchild's shown me something that I didn't really realize otherwise.
Mark, you set me straight on something a couple weeks ago. I get these emails from the Sovereign Man, Simon Black,
uh-huh.
And he's told me in these emails many times that any kind of legislative spending adjustments or tweaking in Washington, D.C. were absolutely hopeless because the revenue that the U.S. government takes in is pretty tiny compared to the outlays that they are required to put out. And you pointed out to me that Simon Black was not, in his summation of total government revenue, he was leaving out payroll taxes, which is another $1 billion or so that really kind of crushed Simon Black's argument under the heel of your logic. And I've been laboring under that misinformation for years. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's possible to turn things around in Washington, D.C. They simply won't. Quite simply, will not do it. They don't have the guts. They don't have the motivation.
Or the incentives.
Right. Incentives aren't there. That's kind of what I was trying to say with motivations. The incentive isn't there.
Yeah.
The incentive for politicians is to spend like drunken sailors, and it's not to be responsible. These sessions are 2 years long in the case of the House of Representatives. What kind of responsibility is that going to breed?
Maybe we need new bums.
Yep.
Can we vote some new bums
in?
Will
that
fix it?
We need new bums with the same crappy incentives, and then we'll get something better.
That'll happen.
Finally.
That'll work. There we go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this legislation in Seattle where they're talking about taking guns and telling folks that they have to have them locked up.
Locked up and secured.
So, Chris, I got to say, I like the idea of people having their guns locked up.
I like...
You're the gun expert guy, yeah. So you're going to get this question.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Ray, I wouldn't ask you if you had a gun, but you don't seem like a big gun expert.
I'm not a gun expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that I want people to own and keep firearms responsibly, and that does not mean it's always locked up in a gun safe. Now, with that said, I do have guns that are kept in safes because it's not that I'm concerned that, you know, someone's going to grab it and shoot somebody, because in my house that would not happen. But I am concerned about theft. You know, my house can get broken into until I get a Blink security system like Mark has. That can happen.
Your house could still get broken into with a Blink security system. It isn't some kind of Swiss guard standing around outside. No.
There's no laser beams on the cameras.
I wish there were halberds, though.
Yeah, there we go. But that's a reality. So you want to protect things that are valuable, and guns are one of those things that have value to me. So
guns are about the only thing worth stealing out of a house. Jewelry and guns, in my guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much value for jewelry. My wife doesn't have much value for jewelry.
Right.
It doesn't enter into my mind much. But, you know, when it comes to a home, basically there are only things, you know, so if you don't have jewelry there, the only thing to steal are guns.
Yeah.
And you don't get much out of jewelry, and you don't get much out of guns.
Yep.
But you get almost nothing out of color television sets.
Exactly.
You can get one at Walmart I just saw a big one, 45 inches, for like $450.
It's crazy. That's the thing. And I would never advocate that someone purchase one gun for their home and always leave it locked in a safe, because that is literally going to do you no good. I would advocate some way of keeping your gun secure. And that's really what I think of when I think of these things. I want to have... You know, the bulk of my arsenal is locked up, and it's safe, more safe against robbery and theft. But should the need arise, again, a home invasion, a burglary, any number of reasons why I might need to quickly, where I live, animals. So the bulk of the time, my quote-unquote unsecured gun is either, you know, within arm's reach, or it's on my hip. You know, and that's where it stays. When it's bedtime, it's beside the bed, in such a manner that I can grab it quickly. And other than that, if you're going to take me out, here's a clue. When I'm in the shower is when I'm furthest from a gun in my life.
Well, if only we knew Chris's shower schedule. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think a gun safe's a good idea. Mandating it? Is that a good idea? Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra. Auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial *646. Dial *646.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You could sign up for our newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter we send out. It's nothing long or, you know, hugely annoying or anything like that. We won't share your information. Basically, it's just a little information on Free Talk Live, what's going on with us, sort of behind the scenes and that kind of thing. And it's, well, you know, if you like Free Talk Live, it's worth finding out. Just go to freetalklive.com. There is a little panel there to enter your email address. And again, we promise we won't share it. Believe me, Ian won't even share it with me. So, nice. There you go. I think you can go to newsletter.freetalklive.com, too, because we're good like that.
You guys are.
Yeah.
There's a .freetalklive.com for about everything you can imagine.
Subdomains are great. There's no doubt about it. So I guess we're going to stay out on the West Coast right now. I guess the great idea of having electric scooters in San Francisco isn't working?
Well, it is. It's working for a lot of people.
Okay.
But it doesn't really work for the government.
All right.
Of course. And of course.
Well, if it works for people, it doesn't generally work for the government. The things that work for the government are things that just don't work for people.
I know. It's frustrating. But this comes to us from Reason.com. San Francisco demands e-scooters be removed from city streets. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Evidently, they
can
pose
we define an e-scooter?
Yeah, I guess I think of e-scooters as Segways or like the upright, like sort of Razor scooters that have batteries in them now. Yeah. and things like that. Evidently, there's
what about an electric bike?
I think that would be an electric bike and not an electric scooter.
All right.
Yeah, but maybe this
some
story
of the scooters
will
look a lot like bikes.
They do, and but again, this is so to answer this question, I'm sure there will be several pages of definition in whatever law they concoct to describe exactly what an e-scooter is And then they will not accurately describe what an e-scooter is in another year because technology is going to change and move as it always does. San Francisco has given e-scooter companies an ultimatum. Get your vehicles off our streets by June 4th or risk fines of $100 per day per scooter. And we just might take the scooters too. Some companies might be allowed to rent out their electric dockless scooters again, but not until they secure permits from the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Authority, SFMMTA, which won't be issuing them until late June at the earliest. Well, so get them off the streets by June 4th, and you can't have them back out until we figure out our bureaucracy.
I'm curious as to what the problem was with these things, besides the permit and the money that the government was going to get.
I think we'll get into that a little bit here. The announcement comes a month after the city issued cease and desist orders letters to several e-scooter companies and began impounding improperly parked vehicles. Austin, Texas, chased e-scooters company off the streets earlier this year too.
Austin's not exactly the harbinger of good news when it comes to government work.
No, it rarely is. The permits themselves were unveiled yesterday. They come with numerous new requirements for the e-scooter companies, whose dockless vehicles, rentable via smartphone app, started cropping up in San Francisco earlier this year.
Where do you park these things if they don't have a dock? And you just decide to get one with an app. I think that might be the problem here.
You just lean it up against the building. It's kind of crazy. The permits themselves were unveiled. They come with numerous new requirements for the e-scooter companies whose dockless vehicles, rentable via smartphone app, start cropping up in San Francisco earlier this year. The application costs alone are $5,000. So $5,000 just to ask for permission once approved.
I got to say that that's one thing about the government that really, really stinks. The application fee. There is no, I can't think of any organization that has something similar to an application fee. Right. I guess renters. I have seen it where you can like you have to pay like $25 or something, $50 to apply for a rental.
Okay. With the theory that you're going to have to spend that money on, you know, background check or
credit
check.
That's what it is. The theory is that money will be used at least in part by the landlord to, you know, run a background check on you.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, at the very least, you know what, you have some notion of what's in that background check.
Right.
You know, hopefully it's going to be, you know, criminal background check and then credit background check, right? And you can have a conversation with the landlord ahead of time. So I guess that's the only, other than that, government charges application fees. Thanks for the $5,000. Goodbye.
Right. And we talked at length about New York's changes to its cryptocurrency laws under... What was that horrible act that they did down there?
I don't know what it was called, but the
BitLicense. Yeah. And it has a similar $5,000 or $15,000 application fee just for the pleasure of asking your government for permission. And just ask, they may still deny you. The application costs, again, are $5,000. Once approved, scooter companies such as Lime, Bird, and Spin, maybe we'll Google those to see exactly what they do.
They all have four letters.
There we go.
I tell you, and single syllables.
That's the magic of these e-scooter companies. We'll have to pay another
$35. That's why I picked the name Mark Edge. Four letters, single syllable.
Oh, that's good.
I got you beat. John Ray.
John Ray, yeah. But Johnny Ray just sounds so much more homey. I mean, you want somebody named Johnny Ray to fix your car.
Yeah,
it's going to be just fine then.
They have to pay another $35,000 should their applications be accepted.
Yay!
That's just part of the licensing process. The number of rental e-scooters available for all companies will be capped at 1,250 citywide for 6 months.
I don't know that this is a good idea or a bad idea, but I can tell you that the government does not know the right amount of scooters that are that San Francisco needs.
Or any number. So when you hear government bureaucrats start spouting off a certain number of anything, it's I can guarantee you it's wrong, because one cannot know what the market is for something. That's why companies go into business, to discover it.
Right. That's the whole theory behind The Invisible Hand by Jonathan Smith and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you can just look at the number 1,250 and know no science behind that.
No.
If there was science, you, I mean, 1,331.
Right.
Like, well, that's a, what do they call that, a palindrome? It's the same coming and going. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, should pick something else.
They'll be capped at 1,250 citywide for 6 months. Then they rise to 2,500, and companies will have to provide service area plans, which will be subject to city approval. These rules are necessary, city officials say, to combat the threat e-scooters pose to some deeply held San Francisco values.
The hell does that mean?
Not a damn thing.
And who knows what San Francisco...
Taxi medallions and the sales thereof.
Well,
I mean, that's what I see. San Francisco has got an existing relationship with a group of people with a vested interest, and they need to protect those people, the taxi cab owners.
It could be that. I can tell you there's some sad stories surrounding people who've invested in medallions in New York City that at one point were worth like $1 million apiece,
right,
and now are worth chump change.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Quote, we can have convenience, but it cannot sacrifice privacy or equity along the way, unquote, city attorney Dennis Herrera informed everyone at a Thursday press release.
How do e-scooters sacrifice privacy?
Everyone needs to play by a set of rules for cities to function efficiently, safely, and equitably, even corporations, unquote, added San Francisco supervisor Aaron Peskin.
I would have liked to have asked at that moment, Aaron, what year was the city of San Francisco incorporated?
Right.
Because the city of San Francisco is a corporation, too.
Absolutely.
So if if your problem is for-profit corporations, just remember that cities aren't much different.
And you're expecting an answer from the San Francisco city supervisor to know that one? I'm going with he'll either pull something out of his butt, or you'll be able to.
I don't really care about the word. I just want to say incorporation.
I like the name Aaron Peskin because it has pesk in it, which sounds like pest. The author of the city's new e-scooter regulations.
Probably has something to do with fish.
Probably.
Yeah. Latin for fish is a pest.
We got a little bit more we can cover after this.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. San Francisco, well, they're going to decide how many e-scooters they need to have. Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.